Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Technology of Faith, reminding you that you have the power within you that creates worlds. It is your role and your destiny to become an intentional creator and bring into materialization the life of your dreams. And this show today is to help bring tools and inspiration and information to help support you in that role. Now, friends, I want to let you know that we have a new format. This is the first time that we are airing the show from Spinnaker's Reach Drive in Cornelius. So we're going to have a little bit of changes coming to the show. You're going to hear some different music in the next few weeks. You're going to see a few other changes. And we are also going to be bringing to you online video shows. So stay tuned, because Eve Consciousness TV is on the way, okay? Very soon, you're going to be able to come online and have video shows. We're going to have weekly, hour-long Eve Consciousness television shows and daily Eve minis to help give you those tools and keep you in that creative God frequency every day. Now, let me tell you a little bit about today's show. We're going to be honored with return guest Dr. David Wright of MLC Consultants of Greater Atlanta. Dr. Wright's forte is helping you reach your most empowered, abundant you through a mindset of prosperity that reaches all the way to the subconscious self. These days, we're in the era of energetic vibrational exchange consciousness, or EVE, Eve consciousness, where the path to success shifts from working hard in the outer world to working on your inner world and watching the outer world respond to your inner work. You're going to learn how to move mountains and millions through aligning your mind, thoughts, and heart to the frequency of faith. That's belief in what you intend, even when it's still invisible, and aligning your heart with that mental intention and focus. You have the capacity to plant seeds that breathe life into your dearest dreams, if only you dare to do the inner work. And today, Dr. Wright and I are going to explore more deeply how to do that inner work and talk about the successes that people are having in life. Let's bring him on now. Dr. Wright, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Leslie. Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. As I sit out here on my deck, communing with the flowers and trees and birds and getting the vibrational energy from them, I'm honored. Thank you.
That's awesome. So you're communing with nature out there and with your environment.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it brings calm and stillness. I think it helps release creativity. You know, we live in such a crazy, busy world with a, 100% nonstop news cycle, and there's always this problem to fix and this and that. And, you know, when you sit outside with nature, with animals, you know, everything sits still. And when everything sits still, then through the process of osmosis, you become more still. And during that stillness, you get new insights about how you can make positive changes in your life.
New insights about how to make positive changes in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know Absolutely. That you have been helping people lift the veil and actually begin to see a new vision for positive outcomes in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to. I see a variety of clients. My practice recently, not too long ago, a few months ago, celebrated its second year. I pride myself in the fact that that there are very, very few practices like mine, even though I am an MD. I was trained in traditional medicine. Something led me down a different path. And so I have an abundance, empowerment, mindsetting, and prosperity practice. And it's, you could also say it's an alternative mental health practice. But I try to provide my clients with tools that they can use to produce the outcomes and the results that they want in their life, regardless of whether they have mental health challenges or not. And so anybody can utilize my services. And I provide a lot of practical and non-practical resources for people to become who they really are, who they were meant to be.
Awesome. Awesome. So, folks, today's show is going to be about how you can move into this greater abundance, prosperity, and empowerment mindset. So hang in there, because we're going to actually bring through some tools that you can take away today. You may want to grab a piece of paper and pen, because Dr. Wright and I are going to explore some tools that you can take away and apply to your life and start getting outcomes right now.
With the constant news cycle and this and that, we're programmed to take in a lot of information, but we're not, our world right now doesn't really promote us giving off our own information and our own frequencies and our own thinking and our own creativity and ideas. So I try to help individuals unlock the positive things that are inside and help them project those things outward instead of just being antennas from all the things that are coming out, because a lot of those things aren't coming from a good place. So yeah,
where are they coming from? Are they coming from wounds of the past?
I don't think they directly necessarily come from wounds of the past, but I think a lot of them come from reminders in the real world that bring up wounds from the past. And so, you know, if you listen to, you know, a lot of music that comes out today, if you watch television, I mean, yeah, there are some people who are very, very specific and calculated about what messages they allow to come into their consciousness, but a lot of people aren't. And one of the first things, I recently did a conference. I was one of the speakers at the You Are Enough Empowerment Conference that featured Harold LaFall, and it was great. And I gave a speech for maybe about 20, 30 minutes. And it was pearls, golden nuggets, diamonds of wisdom about creating empowerment in your life. And one of the first things that I told people is that you have to take accountability for what you allow in and out of your consciousness. If you don't do that, then you're going to be filling your own consciousness with junk. Mm-hmm. Because that's what the world gives you most of the time. And so, you know, create collaborations. I mean, you know, it's like consciousness. Control the exchanges that you allow in your life. Set boundaries. I do an affirmation every day, and it usually is based on Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul Sundays. I get those daily, and then I send them off and share them, and I expound upon them. But one of the biggest things that you can do, step that you can take today, is write down a list of exchanges that you would like in your life. Collaborations. Collaborate with positive people. Collaborate with people who bring out the best in you and with whom you can bring out the best in them. But be conscious about it. Do it consciously.
Okay, can you give us an example of that? So, you know, if I was going to start with a mm-hmm. list of exchanges I'd like in my life, you know, for example,
right.
What would that look like? Conversation with my grandmother that's beyond what we've ever connected before, or new friends coming in. I mean, how do you kind of guide people on making that list?
Yeah, so you can do that in a lot of different ways. So. You know, the first thing that you want to do is define what goals you want. What goals do you want to reach in the next 6 months, mm-hmm. in the next year? And then set up strategically planned collaborations that revolve around that. So one of the things that I try to do to accomplish those goals is I become parts of groups that have similar goals and ambitions to the ones that I do. People who want to be where I want to be in 5 years. People who are doing the types of things that I do. People who can share their gains and losses and lessons learned with me, just like I can do. But, you know, the key is that you really, really want to limit the number of negative things and negative forces and negative people that you allow in your life. And that doesn't mean that you have to end friendships with people who are negative, But it means that you're strategic about allowing them to affect your consciousness and your subconsciousness. And you have to be strategic about it. Write it out. Write a list of the people. These people are positive influences in my life. When I'm around them, I gain things. I feel more positive. I feel the energy. And then the people who don't. And define how you're going to allow those exchanges to play out in your life over the next 6 months or the next year or the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. But be strategic about it.
Okay, now I want to challenge this thought with a potential movement even beyond limiting the negativity in our lives. Eve Consciousness teaches about changing our perspective. So that what if we did not have the same judgment on what people are bringing forward? If someone's bringing forward complaint and criticism and judgment, what if we move to a place that we are training our brain, we're working on rewiring our own consciousness to where when we have something like that hit our field, instead of integrating it as something negative, we change our perspective to where we see that as a catalyst for something positive, right? So so that when we have something negative coming up in life, I mean, I know we can't ever completely control what comes in. And if we have a boss with a bad attitude or, you know, a critical sibling or neighbor who tends to be focused on the negative, what if we worked ourselves into a place where whenever that showed up, we trained our mind to celebrate this as what I'm going to call contrast that makes us then have a creative thought that we train ourselves to focus on? Like, and what I'm talking about, Dr. Wright, is actually using our skills to change what's showing up instead of just strictly avoiding it, that we see ourselves as a catalyst for change, even to where when we focus on an intention and hold a vibrational match to that, that how people are occurring in our life will change so that it's not locked in. We're not attracting that same old way of being from that person. I know that I've experienced this personally with my mother, okay? And I remember one exercise that I did called a collapse, where I wrote down all of what I perceived as negative coming from my mother, and then I wrote a list of positives for each one of those negatives. So I sought out in her things that I saw as positive, even if it was the softness of her skin on her hands when I was a child, or the delicious eggs that she made for breakfast, right? I would write this positive column and then find where I had each of these qualities of the negative and the positive in my own life and in myself. And in that, at one point, there was this energetic change. There was like a collapse. I broke into tears spontaneously. And the next thing I know, two things happened. Number one, my mother's conversations changed. She started showing up differently for me. She didn't know anything about me doing this exercise. And number two, there were things that she used to do that drove me crazy that suddenly now when she would do them, I would, within myself, I would just kind of smile and go, isn't that cute?
Right.
So what do we do to start changing how we are responding, reacting to, and receiving what's in the world?
Right. So there are several. I think part of what you're talking about, if I understand you right, is our reactivity to things outside of ourselves. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
so
not just our activity, not just our reactivity, but also that we are then attracting from them a new pattern, a new set of behaviors. Because, you know, the teachings of energetic exchange, and I know that I've heard you say yourself input equals output.
And absolutely.
I know we can say what we put into ourselves is going to equal the vibrational frequency that we're putting out. But what we're
right.
putting out is what we're putting into the field, say, you know, the
right.
the greater field. And so what we put into the greater field is going to bring back to us from that field a match. So if we're expecting
right.
negativity from this person, or we're
right.
vibrationally drawing to us negativity
mm-hmm.
from a glitch within our own vibration, we can start
right.
fine-tuning that within us
right.
and expect to see a change in what shows up in the outer world.
Right. Yeah, so one of the things that I did started doing many years ago is kind of taking inventory of the people in my life and what they bring and what they take. And one of the things that I noticed is that I had several acquaintances and friends, and maybe not any more than anyone else, I'm not sure. But I had people that I noticed, friends, acquaintances, even some family members, who would only contact me when something bad was going on. Or when I would communicate with them, they would tell me about all their problems, you know, and I would think, well, you know, what is it about me that's bringing out all this negativity? But then I reframed it and I looked at it from a different standpoint. And I said, you know what? These people feel secure sharing the things in their life that give them trouble or heartache. So they're trusting me. So it's not a negative thing that they're sharing these things with me. It's a testament to the degree to which they feel that I'm somebody they can confide in and help them with their issues. So that's one of the first things that I did, is I reframed it. And I looked at, you know, it's not about me. It's not about me bringing out the negative energy in them. It's about them and them feeling safe and secure, and, you know, those types of things. The next thing that I did is I was proactive. And so I think one of the biggest ways that you can solve a lot of issues in life, regardless of where they come from or how they manifest, is with proactivity. So if you know that something is a pattern and you know that something comes up, whether it's on a regular basis or spontaneously or extemporaneously, whatever, have a strategy for it. And so one of the things that I would do with friends or acquaintances or relatives like that is I would let them get their little spill out about whatever's negative going on in their life, and I would redirect them. Well, what are the benefits of that? What is this teaching you? What can you learn from this experience? And redirect it into something that's positive. Because, you know, it's just like a coin. A coin has a heads and a tail, and it's up to us whether we want to just look at one side or the other, but we can get something out of both sides. And so proactivity is the next thing that I do, or the next tool that I use to kind of change those things. And then the last thing that I do is, you know, I will precondition myself and say, when this person does this, this is what I see, feel, and manifest. And so it's in that sense, it's kind of like a meditation or a hypnosis or self-hypnosis. And so I'll give myself a little hypnosis nugget every once in a while, and I'll say, when I experience this, even though this is what I hear, see, and feel, this is what I'm going to take from that experience. And so if somebody comes to me with a negative situation, well, I'm always this, or I'm always that, and I'm almost always sad and depressed, I retrain myself so that I'm not drawn into that. I recognize it, and I acknowledge it, and I try to do, you know, what I can to redirect them and be proactive about it. But the thing that I take from it is, I've been so blessed that I don't have to deal with such, or I've been so blessed that I've come up with tools so that that's not a problem in my life. So it's about redirecting. That's the strategy that I use for a lot of things, redirection and proactivity.
Okay, redirecting them and redirecting yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Powerful.
Or the cycle will continue.
Yes. And again, I mean, I love these concrete, practical tools. And after the break, I'd love to go into this self-hypnosis step that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe guide the listeners on, you know, an easy one method to actually trigger into that type of self-hypnosis that says, I'm intentionally reprogramming what I'm going to take away from this. I'm not going to have my traditional response, reaction, and outcome to this situation. In fact, this is what I'm going to insert in as my upgraded software. And I'm going to take away something that I've intentionally chosen every time this happens. Right? I just love that. So can we go into that after the break and actually teach a one little tool of kind of tapping into self-hypnosis?
Sure. Yeah, no, awesome. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Great.
And, you know, just as an aside, I'll let you know that this is something that I actually learned from a boss that I had. I was in an industry, in the financial services industry, and I would come across these obstacles. And I would call them problems. And he would redirect me and say, no, it's a challenge and an opportunity. It's not a problem. And so language plays such a big role in it. It really does.
Okay, awesome. And I think that's what I was getting at earlier. To actually not try to get rid of every, quote, obstacle slash challenge opportunity, right? Because we've come into this polarity realm to allow the contrast to stimulate us to growth, to use it as an opportunity, an obstacle that helps us expand and master our inner skills. So we're going to come back in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break and come back shortly with a tool, listeners, that you can take away today as part of your toolbox to help expand and intentionally create when life throws you what you used to think was an obstacle. Stay tuned with Dr. David Wright. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you enjoy Technology of Faith with Dr. Leslie and friends, you're going to love the free ebook Path to Wealth Through Faith, The Inspired Teachings of Eve Consciousness. You'll learn the new story of energetic vibrational exchange consciousness, access the powerful tools and technology of faith that will enable you to create the life of your dreams with confidence and ease. Download your first segments of this free ebook today, Path to Wealth Through Faith, available now at PathToWealthThroughFaith.com. That's PathToWealthThroughFaith.com.
And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Technology of Faith. And today's special guest, returning guest, we're always honored and blessed to have him, Dr. David Wright of MLC of Greater Atlanta. Now, before we move into this conversation, I want to let the listeners know, folks, you know about Path to Wealth Through Faith, which is available online. We've got segments there waiting for you to download them and start integrating that understanding into your world and helping you to step into this new era as an intentional creator. You as the one who designs your life intentionally and watches your dreams show up. I mean, in manifest reality, but it takes inner work. And this is what Dr. Wright and I are talking about today, is some of the tools to use in doing that inner work successfully and watching your skills of creation get better and better and better. You'll get faster, more precise outcomes as you hone these skills. Now, along those lines, we just have gotten my shipment of the new in-print book, The Abundance Factor. I am one of the contributing authors with Dr. Joe Vitale in the book, The Abundance Factor. So check it out online. Amazon.com has it. It is a New York Times number one bestseller, The Abundance Factor. Check it out. Now, moving on, Dr. Wright. We're looking forward to learning a little bit, getting a little bit of a tip from you today on how to master this inner work using the tool of self-hypnosis. So how long does it take? How much does it cost? How are we going to access the ability to reprogram ourselves, reprogram our subconscious, and intentionally respond to things that previously we have felt victim to?
Right. So one of the ways that I would start with the process is with an affirmation. And so when I coach clients, one of the first things that I suggest that they do is go get a whiteboard.
Okay.
Go get a whiteboard. A whiteboard, in a sense, represents messages that you want to send to your mind, you want to send to your subconscious. And you can say a phrase to that effect. And so one of the things you can do is you can say, you can use meditation, you can use hypnosis induction, you can use all types of things, and you would say something to the effect that, I allow the things on this whiteboard to penetrate all parts of me. I allow these positive affirmations to vibrate and resonate within every cell, every tissue, every organ system, every part of my being. And you would do that. And then you would also, if you noticed that certain things would bother you, then you could use, you know, hypnosis, or hypnotherapy to actually counter those things. And so one of the great things about the subconscious mind is it's protective. It's very protective, which is a positive and a negative. It's a positive in the sense that it prevents too many bad things from affecting us. But it's a negative in the sense that it's very guarded about what it allows in or what it allows out. And so you have to create a certain state, a relaxed state of alertness, if you would, to allow things to penetrate into the subconscious. But once you start pulling some of the negative things out of the subconscious and depositing some of the positive things, then you see huge, huge benefits. And this is when people say, well, I had a breakthrough, or just I woke up one morning and everything had changed. And I get that from my clients all the time. And it's a testament to the power of the subconscious mind.
I'm glad you brought this process up, Dr. Wright, about pulling negative things out of the subconscious and depositing new positive things in. This is a mm-hmm. recent conversation and contemplation I was having with a couple of colleagues. And my question is this.
Okay.
How different are we than computers? You know, I know that when we get an upgrade, when software is upgraded and updated and moved to a higher level of processing,
right,
there's not a removal of the old software. It's like the new programming automatically overrides what was in there. So how necessary is it for us to focus on the negative and intentionally extract that to put in the new positive? Or are we able just to absorb that when we bring in a new positive perspective? Can it just gobble up the old negative perspective or the fear-based perspective? Or do we have to address that fear directly?
Wow. Those are great questions. Really, really good questions. You know, I like the fact that you use computers as an analogy, because computers are extremely powerful things that we have created and designed to solve problems. And we've methodically thought it all out. And of course, computers are modeled after us. So here's what I'll say. So how a computer functions is a representation of the software that it has and the hardware it has. And so with a computer, in most computers, you can upgrade the hardware, and you can always upgrade or update the software. With humans, it's a little bit different. I mean, yeah, you can get a hardware upgrade. You could see that as a total knee replacement, etc. There are things that you can do to change the hardware, but the hardware of the brain isn't that easy to change. But the software, you can change, but it's not easy. Just like it's not easy to update the software on a computer. A lot of times, if you I use a Mac, but whether you use a Mac or a Windows system or even Unix, a lot of times you'll do a software update and there'll be errors or there'll be glitches and things like that. And we have the same way. We have glitches and errors and different things when we try to update our software inside too. The biggest way that you can update software in your own mind is through vibrant, positive experiences or through negative experiences. And that's the reason why when somebody experiences a catastrophe, it can have such a profound effect on them.
Mm-hmm. Like
or
PTSD.
If they have something, a war situation or the death of a close relative. You know, if you've been married to someone and regardless of the reason why they pass on, they do. Things like that. That's why they have such profound effects, because emotion is one of the biggest things that has the ability to affect not only our subconscious minds, but also our conscious minds. Hmm. But the same is true for positive experiences, too. So when somebody has an incredible experience, for me, I remember as a child, that would be when I would go away to camp or, you know, those types of things. And so positive experiences have the ability to make huge changes too. But as you alluded to, a lot of times in our minds, those experiences and those emotions and those feelings and those thoughts, they just get stacked on top of one another. And we never go in and do the cleanup that's required to keep our minds running sharply. And a good example of this is, you know, I always have someone, who will, you know, they'll have issues with their computer or whatever, and this problem or that problem. I'm like, well, what regular maintenance do you do in your computer system? Because your computer system needs regular maintenance just like your car does. If you tried to drive your car and you never got oil changes or added Freon or added this or that, your car would break down. And computers are the same way. So you have to do regular system maintenance. But we haven't been given a manual for doing system maintenance on our own minds.
Mm-hmm.
And so once people start to do that and clean out the cobwebs and do an oil change, so to speak, for their mind and check the engine lights and check the systems and make sure there are no red lights, that everything's checked off green, once we start to do that, then we'll see phenomenal changes in our life. But unfortunately, we're not taught that in school. That's just, you know. So that's one thing that I try to help my clients with is creating a regular schedule of self-mind maintenance.
Wow.
And hypnosis is one of the ways to help achieve that.
A regular schedule of self-mind maintenance. Now, two things came to my mind, Dr. Wright, when you were talking about this clearing out the cobwebs. Okay. Mm-hmm. One was... And actually, while I was thinking the thought, I asked my husband quickly. He's the IT genius of the household. And I said,
yeah.
Do we still defrag computers? And he said, essentially, yes. Okay. Now, how that's done, I think a lot of it is automated, but there is a defragging. There's a clearing out, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm relating it to detox. Okay. In my own practice, I have detoxification programs where people unawares, we're taking in toxins all the time. And right now I'm talking about physical toxins. And they get stored in the fat cells in the body.
Right.
Eating healthier foods is a good step to cut out some of the toxins you're adding to all the time. But often there's a backlog, and we can't clear that fast enough to keep up with, let's just say we're taking some toxins in all the time anyway, even if it's unintentional. And so, I mean, or unknowing to us, we're taking in some toxins, and I think mentally we probably are too, you know, life
holds
its negatives. And so there are steps we can do to intentionally clear out that backlog of toxins that's stored in the fat cells.
Right.
And we take, right. we have a detox foot bath that causes the body to release toxins out the pores of the feet. We can do right. saunas and sweat out extra toxins. And if we go on a detox diet or even take herbs that help the body intentionally release those toxins, then mm-hmm. we can have this process where the body starts to free up what's been stored. So
right,
that
right.
it's not just about not bringing in a lot of new toxins, but still containing
right.
the toxins that's the backlog. Maybe we do
absolutely.
A mental detox.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Right. So then we're reaching
yeah.
in. Not only are we putting in the new good stuff, which is like a new healthier diet,
right,
we're also
right.
pulling out the backlog. Okay, the negative
Absolutely.
Programming that we've been having in the background, which may dilute or sabotage the new positive stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's funny that you brought that up, because I had a client to ask me that same thing,
uh-huh.
and I had to come up with an analogy to answer him. And I think the analogy that I came up with is. You know, in Georgia, they have a lottery. I guess most states now have a lottery system.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from Mega Millions and Powerball, they have the little daily lotteries that they do on Channel 7 or 11 or whatever. And I kind of crack up when I watch them, you know, because, you know, they have this machine full of balls with numbers. And, you know, so anyway, and then in the end, I think six numbers get picked or that kind of thing. But it's a good analogy, because if you can imagine this cube, which is what they house the balls in, being filled with billions and billions or maybe even trillions of balls. And let's say all the balls in the machine are orange, right? You've got trillions of orange balls in the machine. But you don't want them to be orange. You want them to be red. Well, if you pushed in a red ball every day and there's already trillions of orange ones in there, can you imagine how long it would take for the number of red balls to equal the number of orange balls? It would take forever,
right.
because you've already got trillions or billions of orange ones in there. And so, excuse me, a faster way of doing that is not only are you pushing red balls in, but you're taking out the orange balls at the same time. And mm-hmm. so it's working smarter. It's multitasking in a concerted way. And the same way is the case with the subconscious mind. If you're adding in positive experiences and positive affirmations and positive messages to the subconscious mind, those are competing against trillions. And I mean, trillions might even not be the right word. It might be gazillions. I don't know. But if you add up the total number of negative messages, the number of times that you've been criticized, hurt, told no, don't, can't, won't, shouldn't, couldn't, when you add up all those, it's zillions, you know. And that's why a lot of times some therapies don't work. When somebody will go and get hypnosis, or they'll get hypnotherapy, or they'll get some kind of subconscious service, it doesn't work. And the reason why is because for every negative or every positive message that they're pushing in, it's already dealing, part of the system already has zillions of negative messages. So you've got to pull out those negative messages at the same time you're pushing the positive ones in. And you also have to instruct your subconscious mind not to allow any more negative ones in.
Mm.
So, because while you're pushing in the positive ones, negative ones are coming in on a daily basis too. So if you really want to make a change, you have to push in positive messages and positive programming. You have to set an intention for the subconscious and the conscious mind not to allow the negative, any more negative in, and you have to pull out the existing negative at the same time. A concrete example of that would be, there's a company here, and they're all over the United States. They respond to disasters like floods and things like that. But you know, if a building or a a building or a house or a structure got flooded with water, you wouldn't be really successful if you just pushed air into the building. If you pushed air, which is a form of pressure, that would force a small amount of the water to come out, but not enough to make a difference. So if you actively pump out large amounts of water out of the building, you're going to clear that water out and prevent further water damage a lot faster if you just pushed air in. And so you have to use a multi-pronged strategy, or you're going to get futile results and you're going to get frustrated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happens with a lot of people when they have bad results. It's because the technique wasn't correct.
Right. Right. I love that you're addressing this, because I know a lot of our listeners have tasted and tried this thing or that they may not have mm-hmm. found like they got the full results they were looking for. And
right.
so it's not about just doing one good thing and being able to see the results. It's about, have the foundations been laid? Is that soil ready and healthy and able to receive those seeds and give them new growth? Or is that soil filled with weeds and there's no room
exactly
for the new
that's
seeds?
That's a brilliant
right?
analogy. Brilliant.
Thank
I couldn't
you.
Have said it any better.
Straight from the
yeah,
Bible.
No, absolutely.
It's said not, in a different no, that, way. It's like seeds fall point. On different types of land. And mm-hmm. there's a bunch of situations where they're not going to grow. We're not going to get a fruit
right.
from that. So this is about
right.
priming the soil and making ourselves
right.
ripe for those seeds so that we can get the harvest we're ultimately looking for. Now, I know that you
absolutely.
Are working with people to help them align with success and abundance in their lives. And actually, you know, we're talking about tangible outward outcomes, not just a better frame of mind and a
right.
more positive thought about self and life, but actually changes that are bringing about material outcomes in the world.
Absolutely.
What's a step
100%.
That we can take away from the show today? I know you talked about doing a little bit of self-hypnosis in the moment. Is there any
uh-huh.
little trick or tip that you can let us walk away from this show today with that we can start using to change our outcomes? Working on the inner world
yeah.
to change the outer world.
Absolutely. And this is something that's embedded in Eve consciousness. And it's something I kind of alluded to earlier, but the concept of exchange. The biggest way that you can get something done is if you don't just do it by yourself. If you align yourself with other people who want to reach that same goal, you know, just like if you wanted to push a car or something, your car stops. If you're trying to do it yourself and just push it down the road, you're not going to get very far. But if you get 20 other people who have the same goal of getting that car down the road or up the hill, you're much more likely to be successful. And you're going to do it 10 times quicker than you would on your own. And so that concept within e-consciousness of exchange is important. So the biggest first step that somebody could take today is create a collaboration list. Create a collaboration list. And this is your social support system for achieving your goals. And you list the people in your life or even people you don't know yet, but you think that will help you reach your goals. And you create a circle. So start off with a sheet of paper, you know, get a sheet of paper out, draw a circle, put little lines or little dots on the circle and say, this is where I want to be financially. That's one dot. This is where I want to be romantically. That's another dot. This is where I want to be socially. This is where I want to be philanthropically. This is where I want to be weight wise or diet. This is where I want to be exercise, and create a support group, a network, if you will, of people that you can exchange energy with and collaborate with to help achieve your goals. It's so much easier and so much better feeling if you do it with others.
Wow.
And one mantra you can take from that is people will help you reach your goals to the extent that you help them reach theirs.
Mm.
So don't go in just with an attitude of, it's just all about me. If you help other people reach their goals, it will multiply infinitely in your own life as well.
This is so exciting and synchronistic for me to hear personally, because We are actually moving into, with the Eve consciousness movement, the energetic vibrational exchange consciousness movement, we're moving into developing a community and connecting it in. And we're going to be having an app created, excuse me, that actually helps this community hold hands. There is strength in numbers. And this takes me right back to the beginning of the show, where Dr. Wright, you yourself said, okay, I'm outside enjoying the environment and receiving energetic exchange, you see, from the environment. I'm actually getting positive energy from nature. And so now I'm just saying, folks, what I'm hearing Dr. Wright say is be responsible for the environment you are surrounding yourself with, because you're going to be in energetic exchange with that environment.
Yes.
So not just receiving the positive vibes of nature that bring you into peace, but consciously choose the human community that you are going to surround yourself with. And show up as someone who knows you're consciously being a contributor, that they're going to feed off of in a positive way, and you are going to draw from their energy as well. And there is that strength in numbers. In the New Testament, it says, when two or more are gathered in my name, or I'm going to say in the God frequency. So when more than one of us come together and we're holding that high vibe, we're holding that heavenly intention, we magnify, we multiply the outcome and make it much, much more powerful and fast working.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome.
100%.
Dr. Wright, where can we reach you to get one-on-one help from you and tap into all the resources that you've got at MLC?
Yeah. So my practice is called MLC of Greater Atlanta. It's located in Decatur, where it's greater. And we're located directly across the street from DeKalb Medical Center, so we're easy to find. But you can also find us online. And so one of the things that I do is I offer a free initial consultation to anyone for free. And it's truly free. So you can call me up and tell me about what's going on, what problem you want to fix, what you know, symptoms you're having, what's going on. And for 10 or 15 minutes, you can tell me what's going on. And I'll try to see, I can give you a brief synopsis of what I think is going on, what next step you should take, if you need psychiatric help, if you need coaching, if you need to change your diet, all those different types of things, and we can start it off. You can find me on Psychology Today. So my practice is located on Psychology Today. We have a profile there. We're also on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We're on Google Plus, Tumblr, Yelp, and every other. So all you have to do is go to Google. You can call me. And our practice phone number is listed in all of those places. You can also email me. So if you just have a question or you want to, you know, talk about something, just email me. You can reach me at drdavidwright@hotmail.com. And I'm available.
Awesome. Awesome. So I'm going to repeat that email address again, folks. That's drdavidwright@hotmail.com. That's Dr. David Wright at hotmail.com. And the name of our show today, of course, was Get It Right with Dr. Wright. Thank you, Dr. Wright. It's always a blessing and a pleasure to have you on the show with us. I love what you're doing in the world and helping to transform the lives of many so that they can help transform the world one thought at a time. Bless you, bless you. Thank you. And listeners, we want to thank you for joining us today. Be blessed. Remember that you are never alone. You are loved. You are worthy. And all is well. Walk safely.